I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Big One at One.
The Big One at One today is really the only story in DC sports, and that is that the Nats, after a win or their season was over game in Chicago, will play a decisive Game 5 at Nationals Park against the Chicago Cubs today. Grant and Danny live from the theater at MGM National Harbor for the Junkies Poker Open, presented by Potomac Metals, your area recycler. You've tried the rest, now scrap with the best. By the way, they ended up with 656 participants in today's Poker Open. That is the largest seeded poker tournament in the history of Maryland poker.
How about that?
You believe that?
How about that?
Congratulations to the Sports Junkies. What an accomplishment. Let's go to the hotline. Former Major League Baseball GM with the New York Mets and Baltimore Orioles, good pal of mine, Jim Duquette, is with us on Grant and Danny. Duke, the Nats have forced a Game 5. They have been here before. What's your gut feel going into tonight with Kyle Hendricks against either Gio Gonzalez or Tanner Roark for the Nats?
Gentlemen, what's going on? Thanks for having me. These game fives are nerve-wracking, but they're so much fun to watch if you don't have a stake in it. But it's one of those, on paper, it looks like the Cubs would have the nod because of Hendricks, how good he's been, and we saw how good he was in game one. And, Gio wasn't horrible. He wasn't horrible. He's been good on the course of the season. Not great in September, but wasn't horrible, I didn't think, in game two. I love what I've seen, the momentum that I've seen out of the Nationals. I feel like it's a different club than maybe what we've seen in the past. And I like the fact that we've seen, in an elimination game yesterday, come back on the road. It's a hard place to win. They come in and do it. They do it late. They've done it late in a couple of these games. For me, I feel like they're the ones that have the advantage here. They have the momentum. So I'm going to pick against what I normally do. I usually look at the best starting pitcher and go, that's usually the best way to go. But I'm picking against them today. I think the Nats have the edge for me to win the game.
Jim, we know it hasn't happened here in D.C. They've gone through this right now. This is the fourth time they'll have won the division. They're hosting playoff games. They've had so many shots to kick it down. It's been ripped away from them in the most heartbreaking possible ways. We know that. You've been in this game a long time. How much does that weigh in? I understand, a 2-1 pitch as you're anticipating a changeup or something. It doesn't get in there, but just those moments where you're left to your own thoughts, how much does that start to weigh on a team that's been through this before and it hasn't worked?
I think it does weigh on you. I know the players will try to sit there and say that it doesn't, and that's what the theme was when I was down there doing pregame coverage before games one and two, before this series for Sirius XM, and that was a theme that we kept hearing. And But as the game goes on and, the tighter it is, the closer the game is, you do feel it. You do feel it from a fan base, and I think you do feel it from a hitting side of things a little bit, from some of those guys who have been there, and know that. Because I've seen it with other organizations. The feeling it with the Boston Red Sox forever, it seemed like. And even with the Cubs across the way, all the way through last year. There becomes a point where you do overcome it from a talent side. I think the Nationals definitely have the talent. I do worry. So I don't want this to come down to a managerial move here or there that can cause it. But generally, that's what happens. I didn't think Dusty's moves there during the course of one of the games. I'm trying to remember now. I think it was game three. Yeah, game three. Yeah, Dusty's game there after Scherzer. I didn't think that was his finest moment, but he rebounded, and I thought did a nice job there in game four. And obviously the pitching, stands out with Strasburg. But to me, that's the one thing I do worry about on both sides. But Dusty, there's no way that anybody other than whoever the starter is, and maybe let's say if Gio's starting, Roark, you know, in a pinch, and then your main relievers, it's Kinsler, Mattson, Doolittle. That should be it. That see the game. You know, Scherzer definitely in that mix in the middle. I wouldn't put anyone else in the ballgame today.
Jim Duquette is with us on Grant and Danny. He thinks the Nats find a way to win Game 5 and get to their first league championship series. As a general manager, how much say do you have on the lineup when it comes to a game like this? And what I mean by that is Jason Worth hit second and struck out a couple times, bases loaded. He hits .210 against right-handed pitching the last 3 years. If Mike Rizzo really wanted, let's say, Adam Lind in there, would he go to Dusty and say something? You were a GM before. Is that something you do, or do you just let Dusty do him?
Well, I think you have a conversation. You know, Dusty's going to do what he feels is right. That's the way he's always been. He'll take consideration. Yeah, if you're the GM, you kind of – here's the thing. You know going in that Dusty's going to lean towards the experienced guys, the guys that have helped get him there, and live and die with that. That's the way he's always managed his entire career. You know, if you didn't want that, then you don't have him there as your manager in the first place. So I think that kind of goes without saying. But if I think you do have a negotiation, so to speak, with, you know, who do you think would be the main guy, let's say, in the two spot, or do you want to, you know, take a guy like Worth and move him out of the lineup or whatever? Here's the issue. With most of the time, as you guys know, they went with this lineup that they had yesterday, right? Worth in the two spot, Harper, Zimmerman, Murphy. And he didn't do that for the first three games. He's down 2-1. He switches it up, goes back to the old lineup. They win. Dusty's not changing it. You know what I mean? It's just, we know that. And I probably wouldn't fight him on it either, just because, you know, you won the ball game. So I think that's what I would, you know, that's how it's hard to go into the manager's office as the GM and say change it up after a win.
At @Jim_Duquette on Twitter. Great follow, MLB Network Radio, long time general manager, Major League Baseball. Jim Duquette with us here on Grant and Danny, live from MGM National Harbor for the Junks Poker Open. Jim, let's go back to Strasburg real quick last night. I mean, look, we know the national word. We know there's some narratives about it. Whether they're deserved or not, they're out there, which I think matters almost as much as to whether they're true or not. What did that mean, what he did yesterday in those conditions, that environment, everything on the line with the illness, everything else? I mean, to me, this was one of the great performances, at least in D.C. baseball history and Major League Baseball. If the Nats going to win it, that's going to be the turning point. That's going to be that sort of amazing thing that people remember. What did that mean from your perspective?
Well, it was a major deal. It would have been even more of a major deal if he didn't pitch, you know, and we talked, I know you guys did too, quite a bit about it, about the fact I just couldn't believe that was going to be the possibility. Now that he pitches and he pitches as well as he did, I mean, absolutely, you know, it will stand out as one of those more memorable starts. Like you said, if they move on and go to the first time they go to an LCS in their history, the big reason why is the way Steven Strasburg pitched. So, you know, I think it was big for the organization. I thought it was even bigger for Strasburg, because regardless of the type of pitcher, how good he is, there's always been that knock against him. And I feel there's always going to be naysayers. We know that. You know, there's always going to be people that are going to criticize Strasburg for whatever reason, because some of the things that has happened in the past. But this puts a lot of that to rest. Like, you can actually hang your hat on the resume of how he's pitched, not just yesterday, but this postseason in particular, and how far he's gone, how dominant he's been. So, you know what, I don't want to listen to any more of that garbage, because I think that's what the Nationals could absolutely say, and I think that's what Strasburg would say, even though, you know, he probably won't pound his chest too much out in the public.
No, but you know, behind the scenes, he's got to be feeling great after he was sick for a couple of days. Yeah, I mean, that was just...
He should be. That was impressive, man.
Yeah, it was. You know,
it really was. I mean, there's so many people, too, Grant, that you know, I mean, former big leaguers, current ones are like, man, that's just unhittable stuff. You know, when Anthony Rizzo says, you know, anyone who's picked up a baseball bat, gone into a hitting cage and tried to hit off of a machine and you feel like you're lost, Rizzo says, that's how I felt against Strasburg. I mean, that's about as ultimate respect as you can get for a pitcher from a major league player, especially of Rizzo's ilk.
15 swings and misses on 32 changeups. Exit velocity average of 77. The league average this year was 86. And he was just staggeringly good. Hey, real quick, they have not hit at all in the series, and that didn't really change yesterday. They got the grand slam from Taylor. But before that, I mean, they had four hits and one unearned run. They had five hits in the game, which is just crazy. They still can't hit. I'm thinking about this from a positive perspective, though. If they somehow win tonight in a series where they didn't hit, based on two Stras gems, a Scherzer gem, their pitching being great, you're not going to not hit for two straight series, I wouldn't think. They would be ultra dangerous to break out, and they'd feel good about their pitching. Getting out of tonight is just such a big deal because of the lack of offense, I think, in addition to obviously what it would mean in terms of extending the season.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's been, well, both of these offenses haven't been very good, right? And we've seen that. And I'm a little surprised that we haven't seen a little better offense out of Washington, but I agree with you. The fact that they've been able to win two games without much from the offense, I think it stood out. The fact that they've won late, that stood out to me too. And, you know, even yesterday with the 1-0 lead, the way Strasburg looked, I know there's some people looking at it like, oh, man, well, when's the shoe going to drop? I was looking at it saying, man, I see the Cubs offense pressing. So if the Nats can get off to a start, doesn't matter how, but if they can get an early lead in these type of games, that puts so much pressure on the opposing team, especially there at Nats Park. So that's what I would look for, is try to get that early lead, which, you know, seems obvious, but it really does matter in a game like this.
Jim, thanks for hopping on with us. Enjoy the game tonight while I'll be in agonizing anguish, living and dying with every pitch. You have fun.
I'm going to enjoy it a little bit more than it sounds like you will.
Sounds good, bud.
Thanks, pal. There's Jim Duquette on Grant and Danny. Let's do this next. You get to challenge one national to be great tonight. You get to call one guy into your office and say, I need you now more than ever. Who's it going to be? Who do you want to give a pep talk to? Which player, which person in the Nats organization would you call into your office and say, tonight's the night. Make me look good. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.